Now that's cool. Yeah, when I was younger, man, I always had a thing for canoes. I always wanted to get a nice canoe. Set up right now for Jeff, but he's not going to be able to go back out fishing with me again. I'm checking out a spot right now. I think I just passed a bunch of golden oysters. Oh, cool. I need to get my butt out into the woods. Do you ever go foraging around the pier in the state land areas looking for mushrooms or anything?
Yeah, I'll say in county. But a couple spots I actually go.
Yeah, that's a problem. I'm not that familiar with the woodlands and stuff around here anymore. Well, never actually was. I used to always go up north or over by Leonard Oxford area, but around here I don't really know any good places. So the last time I went, I took a cruise over to Lapeer somewhere, and mind you, this is like back around COVID, and went looking around, saw a lot of May apples and different miscellaneous mushrooms, but nothing that would look to be edible.
Yeah, they, Phil, I'm telling you what goes on, and I hate to say it goes on, but it does go on. These guys migrate from down south all the way up here and follow the weather and do this and get as many as they can possibly pick. And then they sell them, licensed or not. You're supposed to be licensed to sell them. Licensed or not, they go in, they sell them to restaurants.
Oh, yeah, I've watched videos like that, but it was with the truffles. Some guy was importing truffles, and he had some kind of, or they were growing them somewhere. I forget the whole story, but he was a young kid too, but he had kind of tied up the market somehow, some area in New York where he was selling the doggone things to the restaurant.